Brother Joseph, in Luke 21, verse 25, it says that there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. What kind of signs is Jesus referring to in the scripture?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, they already began to come to pass, and we can see them. We have seen them now for quite some time. Yes, we have.
I don't think we realize what kind of signs.
I guess
signs.
We don't realize, just like when God speaks to us and we think it's our mind. Well, the signs are there in everywhere. So let me just start with one sign, for example. So in Luke 21, verse 25, Jesus said that there shall be signs in the suns, in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nation. We'll talk about this sometime later. So in the sun, what are the signs in the sun? Look, NASA, the American space agency, has warned of increasing gigantic solar storms, and which the apex, the greatest, are going to be in 2012.
What is it? What does it mean, solar storms?
Well, there are some explosions. It's just like on the Earth, like only it's in the sun.
On the Earth, there are solar storms?
Earthly storms.
Ah,
just like
okay.
On the Earth, there are earthly storms, and the sun, there is solar storms.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like a hurricane and these tornadoes and everything, and of course not exactly the same, but just to give an idea, there are some explosions in the sand which are, scientists, they say that they are as big as the planet Earth.
Wow.
Which is kind of unusual, and they're going to be increasingly, they're going to go up and everything. So much that in 2012, some people are worried that it's going to really affect disrupt a lot of electrical communication, satellite, etc. I don't know if it's going to happen, okay? It's not a prophecy I'm giving, but they are saying that there are a lot of signs happening in the sun. So this fulfills the prophecy of Jesus, signs in the suns, and there's going to be more and more, okay? So that's in the sun. Plus, there is more signs. For example, Jesus says signs in the stars. Remember that 2,000 years ago, when they were talking about the stars, today this includes also the planets. So in 2012...
Sorry, concerning the solar storms, what provokes them? Like, can they be avoided?
No, of course not.
No.
We don't even understand that. The scientists don't understand them.
I see.
There's no way to avoid them. It's like that's... how can you avoid it? Can you avoid a tornado?
Mm-hmm.
You're just jumping the car and driving away.
Mm-hmm.
So since we cannot put the planet Earth on a car and drive away, you just have to. Of course not. What you refer to, how can we avoid them and protect ourselves?
At least that.
Well, even the scientists don't know what they're doing, because the world today is so enslaved by computers, electricity, and so-called progress. That is like they're not going to give up the computerized system of the world because of that. Anyway, so let's go. Another sign I want to talk about is Jesus talk about signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars.
Yes.
Like, for example, in the stars, Jesus said there's going to be a sign. Well, in 2012, there is going to be a planetarium alignment, which has been recently discovered. And the planets are going to be all aligned like like a stick, one next to the other, and they're going to be aligned exactly toward the center of the galaxy, the Milky Way. And because of this, the scientists said that I will some scientists, not all, because you know they're always in they're always in disagreements, you know, they're always up. But a lot of scientists are saying that this might have repercussions on the Earth, electromagnetic, etc. I don't know if this is going to happen again. But anyway, this is like, it's a big sign. Right? All the planets align like on a stick. It's kind of unusual. And that's a sign in the stars. Which
when did you say it will happen?
In 2012. No, I didn't say the scientists.
Oh, yeah. And is this happened in the past before?
I don't know. But in the end time, this is the end time, which is, every Christian studies the Bible and believes that the past century where the end time began. So whatever happens around the end time is applicable according to the prophecies of Jesus. So this is a sign in the stars, so much that they are warning there's going to be disruption problem with the computers, electricity. Of course, after everybody cried wolf in 2012, so people don't believe it, they don't care anymore. But definitely, things are like the tsunami happened, there was an earthquake under the sea. What provoked the earthquake? We don't know. So but it could be that's also a sign of the time. And then more signs in the stars. So for example, we have crosses everywhere in the stars, like everybody's...
Crosses?
Crosses in the stars.
What do you mean?
Crosses, cross, you know, the cross of Jesus. There are crosses made by stars. Like most people know about the Southern Cross constellations, which has been known. People know about the Northern Cross, which, when they didn't have a compass, that's how they used to travel around the sea with the ships, just looking at the stars, right?
You mean they have the shape of a cross?
Yeah, they look like a cross, yes. Look, I even have pictures here, you see? This is the Southern, see the Southern Cross and the Northern Cross. You see our pictures here?
Yeah.
See, I carry with me pictures of people. Can get an idea. So there are two crosses, one on the north of the planet, one on the south of the planet. Two crosses. Like, hey, this is the referring points, two crosses. So watch out, the Alpha and the Omega. But there have also been some recent discoveries. Like, for example, they discovered the Erebus, so-called Erebus cross constellation, which remains visible year-round, and it's been an invaluable navigation tool. It's not a recent discovery, pardon. This has been, they've been traveling, the ships have been using this before the compass for a long time. It's called the Erebus cross constellation. There's another cross. So I'm just that I told you they're across everywhere, and then there is a galaxy. This is recently discovered. Okay, 160 billion stars, big. Remember that the Milky Way they say is between 100 to 500 million stars. This is 160 billion stars. So it's quite a big galaxy, and they estimate it some 20-30 light years away. So
wow, I don't think we understand with our mind.
It takes more than 20 years traveling at the speed of light to get there. And in this galaxy is called the Whirlpool Galaxies, okay, M51, okay, it has a cross. It has an incredible, it's a perfect painting of a man crucified in the middle of the galaxy. Okay, again, I brought the picture, you see here. Can you see?
It's amazing.
It's a perfect man on the cross.
It's really clear, yes.
That's called the Whirlpool Galaxy. That's another cross. You want more crosses? Look, there is another one here. Let me show you the picture. This is called the Einstein Cross.
That's very cute, that one.
Okay, yeah, you see? And the Einstein Cross it's a galaxy, Einstein Cross Galaxy. It's 8 billion light years distance, and it was discovered in 1919.
Sorry, what do the scientists... How do they explain this crosses appearing in the sky?
Well, they're still busy trying to explain where the Big Bang came from, So they're still in confusion because, when they cannot explain about the monkeys, this and that, so they just add a few billion years. Well, you must understand, if you put a monkey typing in front of a typing machine, in after a million years, you get an encyclopedia all typed up, blah, blah, silly stuff like that. So when they don't know how to explain some things, they say, well, but add a few more billion years. how can you prove them wrong? I don't know. But but then when you ask the classic questions, okay, everything comes from the Big Bang. Yes, it does. So where did the Big Bang come from? Oh, don't ask stupid questions, please. They usually get nervous and upset when you ask that. And if everything came from the Big Bang, where did the Big Bang came from? So anyway, they're still trying to figure out these things, all right? So imagine, when they see these crosses, they don't apply to Jesus. They just, for them, everything is an accident. We come from monkey. I don't know whether the this star come from. And then there is another galaxy here. Look, galaxies. It's called the Crown of Thorns galaxy. You know, the crown of Jesus, the crown of thorns. Okay, and it's a galaxy NGC 7049, and is located in the galaxy Indus, so-called, recently discovered. See, it looks exactly like a crown of cross. It's amazing.
Yes, with a bright light in the middle.
Yes, exactly. So, and then, look, in the one more sign in the sky lately, in just a few months ago, maybe, no, actually, it's been now a few years, I don't have the date here, but it's been advertised on TV, that a big cross appeared in the Russian town of Iletz.
In a town?
In a town, like on top of in the sky. Oh, and the whole time saw it, and even the local newspaper published it. Here, I have the picture here, because I also have a video. Somebody's interested, write to us at our radio. We'll send you the video, which you can find on YouTube. It's a film. Okay, and it's got a few, just probably if you type a cross in the sky, Russia, you'll find it. Okay, so there are a bunch of crosses everywhere. And remember that Jesus said that then they shall see the sign of the Son of Man coming, you know. And so before Jesus appear in the rapture, there should be a sign in the stars, in the sky. And that sign could very well be, it doesn't specify what the sign is, okay. But it could very well be the cross, okay. Now, we don't know, right? I'm not prophesying that. But there will be a sign showing that Jesus is coming. And now, finally, all these crosses are appearing everywhere.
What about in verse 21, in chapter 21 in Luke, it says also signs in the moon. What does it refer to?
Well, the moon, well, of course, the man went on the moon. That's a little sign for sure. Then there have been eclipses in the moon.
And what do you mean eclipses? Well, you know, is that a sign?
Eclipse. Well,
those existed since long ago.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is not exactly that. It's like there have been eclipses which... you see, they, there's been some coincidences that is like there have been like four eclipses in a row, one year after the other, okay, which coincided exactly with the Hebrew feast of the Passover and the Tabernacle, the two some of the most important feasts for the Hebrews. So it happened in 1492 when America was discovered. The Jews were thrown out of Spain, persecution against the Jews. So God was closing a door in Spain for the Jews and opening a door to America. And so for 2 years, 1992 and 1993, there were four eclipses of the moon, 1 year after the other, and these four eclipses was exactly on the days of the Feast of the Tabernacle, on the Jewish feast. It was 1 year after the other, okay, and then and the Passover. And that's like an impossibility. But then every time this coincidence happened again and again, and every time it was repeated, exceptionally through the centuries, something big happened. Like another time happened around 47, 48. What was that? That's the foundation of Israel. And then it happened again in 1967, a few years, again. Two total eclipses in 1 year and two total eclipses the next year. And it coincided exactly with the Feast of Tabernacle and the Passover, 1 year and the next year. So 1947, this is called the Tetra. They call it Tetra. There is four times, four eclipses in 2 years. 47, 48, and that coincidence, quotes coincidence, Israel was established. It happened again 67, 68, and that was when Israel conquered Jerusalem. He got Jerusalem from the Arabs. Remember that in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, it talks about that Jerusalem is going to be the center of the God's people during the millennium. So Jerusalem will again be reestablished when they will get converted to Jesus Christ. Okay.
And you consider this.
And let me finish this paragraph, please. And then you see in Revelation chapter 20 that is called the city of the saints, during the millennium, all the Christians, all the people getting converted to Christ during the millennium, okay, that will be the center. There will be a city which the devil will surround and that the devil is destroyed. City of the saints for the whole millennium. Zechariah 14 tells us that it's going to be Jerusalem. So for the Israeli Jews now to conquer Jerusalem is a very important sign. And it's not finished yet. The scientists are telling us that there is going to be another Tetra coming. Okay, the year is going to be 2014-2015.
Ah,
okay, and it's going to be again. again happen again exactly on the Jewish calendar, the Feast of the Tabernacle and the Feast of the Passover, 2014-2015.
And that's why you consider it one of the signs of the time?
That I consider is a sign of the time. You know, it's in the stars, in the moon, actually. You ask about the moon,
yes.
Right? So that could be the seven-year covenant of the Antichrist, understand? Because every time the Tetra happens, it has to do with the Jewish nations.
What year? Can you repeat the year? When?
2014, 2015.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And
it's amazing. That's a sign in the moon. Is that satisfied for you?
It's amazing.
It's really amazing. See, Jesus said there's going to be signs in the moon, in the sun, in the moon, in the stars.
Well, it's really something very... very interesting, these things happening, and wow, we need to prepare. What are we supposed to do if these disasters will come in 2012? Like you said, the planets will align and there's going to be solar storms which will affect the Earth. What are we? Because I know there are people who watch Hollywood and movies like 2012 and they're all running and hiding. What are we supposed to do?
Well, in Psalm 91 it says, either dwelleth in the secret place or abide under the shadow of the Most High. So, the name of the Lord, it says in the Psalm, is a strong tower. It's in the scripture in the Proverbs.
Yes.
The righteous runneth into it and is safe. In Revelation 12, 6 and 14, it says that God prepared a refuge for the woman, which is the woman of Revelation 19, verse 11, Revelation 19, 7 until 9. It's the woman, is of course, is the bride of Christ. And God prepared a refuge for the woman for 1,260 days, that's the length of the tribulations. So in 2012, the tribulation, of course, is not going to be started because the covenant is not signed, etc. But I'm using the Old Scripture as an example that our refuge is only in Jesus. But the refuge is not just sitting in our church and sing songs, it's to be in God's will.
Amen.
Because when Jesus came, God's people were sitting in the churches and synagogues singing songs every Sabbath. Today we do on Sunday. And they didn't follow Jesus in every street, in every house, evangelizing the Lord. They were singing songs to each other, preaching sermons to each other. So it's not scriptural to preach the gospel to people already Christians. It's a waste of time. Now, don't tell me about salvation. I'm saved. I'm telling you, I'm wasting time. We should go and reach the lost. So this is the greatest, the great, great, great disobedience of the body of Christ today, that instead of building a living church, they build a church made of stones.
How will preaching to the lost will protect me from the disasters?
Well, you need to be prepared practical and spiritual. Don't buy a house, sell. Learn from the gypsies, you know. It's better to have a...
from the gypsies?
Yeah, be a gypsy in your heart, a nomad. You know, Abraham was a gypsy. Like, I'm not saying gypsy going on a begging, because there are good and bad gypsies, just like in every category. I've known both. And Abraham was a nomad. More than gypsy,
yes.
We should be nomad, move around. It's like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they dwelled in tents, and the devil could never catch up with them when they got persecuted by a Himalayan, by the gypsy. They just wrapped up the tent and moved. So today the mistake is like cities are a curse, you know. Cities, we should not dwell in cities. The city began in Genesis chapter 4. Cain killed Abel. In the next scripture, he went and built a city. So cities are going to become a prison in the end time. Today in this city, we are here in Eastern Europe, and today in these cities, in the city, a pipe broke. It was all over nationwide. The water pipe broke, and the whole city was without water. So we went to buy water. Well, people lining up, buying
yes.
water, arguing, and there was no water in the supermarket.
Yes.
That was about 2 and a half hours after the pipe broke. Everybody
yeah.
rushed to the supermarket, and in 2 hours, the water was finished.
Yes.
Okay, now they fixed it, okay? But that's like a check from the Lord, be careful, this is going to happen to your water, to your gas,
yeah.
to your electricity. And people, I tell you, people in the Old Testament, when people suffer hunger, they become cannibals. I mean, they will kill you, they will shoot you for a kilo of bread. All right, you can see, you remember in Bosnia, Sarajevo, those poor mothers, they were running to try to find some bread. The shops were closed, and they were getting shot and killed by people shooting them in the back. You know, it's going to be a hell on earth. The cities, they're going to be a trap.
You're
get out of the
better
city.
At the countryside?
Don't buy house, sell houses. Go find a rinky-dinky stable of Bethlehem on a hill, on a mountain, in the woods, where you can grow your food. They might be easily, I expect Revelation 8 and 9 to come to pass. Revelation 8 and 9, it talks about atomic wars, people dying by the hundreds of millions. And these atomic bombs, when they explode, the water will be contaminated. So you cannot receive water in your city. I mean, it just takes a pipe to break, the whole city is without water. One pipe broke, the whole city, we are in a city here. There's 200,000 people that are without water. So you need to go in a place where the first thing, you have to find a well with water. You can get your own independent water. Grow your potatoes so you don't have to eat, you don't have to learn to eat grass like the sheep and the goat. Understand?
Amen.
So do like Jesus said in Luke 21, when you see this thing coming to pass, don't go to the city, just run away from the city. When you see Jerusalem compass with army, run away. Jerusalem, in this case, symbolizes every city you are. City like New York, even cities with 100,000, 200,000 people, like people are going to kill each other like crazy. See, there was electricity that fell one time in New York, I remember, and there were some millions of people that went around the city, destroyed every shop and stole without reason. Just electricity went off. Imagine when there is no water, there is no food, there is no gas. Okay, there is no electricity, no water. No electricity, no water, no gas. And the trucks cannot come to bring the food. You go to get some diesel and you find a line of 2,000 cars. You understand? So cities is going to be a trap of the devil. I mean, don't be caught in the city. Like, it's okay to go to the city and preach the gospel if you're a missionary, but night, go sleep outside. Find a village outside.
Amen.
That's how you can be prepared.
Amen.
But today, people are not, even Christians are not listening. You know, Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 36, 37, 35, 36, 37, over there, he said, pray that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things. In other words, if we are not worthy, we will not escape. What's worthy? Listen to the Lord. Obey the Lord. Okay, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So it's like, it's not enough to hear his voice. Okay, we have to follow, we have to move, we have to put the sandals of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. These are very, very important information.
Amen.
And may the Lord help us all to really take it seriously and be in his will. And it was very nice, the way you explained to us, Luke chapter 21, verse 25, the signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. New things which I never thought there is so much in the scripture. Signs which we should really take in consideration and ask the Lord, what is our place and how to be in his will. God bless you, dear friends.
Praise the Lord. Amen.